And you're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. You know, when you see Governor Newsom's name on the recall ballot this September, you won't see the word Democrat alongside it. A Superior Court judge ruled that the governor can't identify himself as a member of the state's leading political party because his campaign missed the deadline to designate his affiliation early last year. Could what the campaign says is a simple mistake have a big impact on the outcome of the election? Well, here with us to talk about that is longtime Democratic strategist Gary South. He's overseen campaigns for governor in California and served as a top advisor to national campaigns as well. Hi, Gary. Welcome.
Hi, Larry. How are you? Good to be with you.
It's great to have you. You know, the issue with the party affiliation stems from February of 2020. Newsom's lawyer admitted that he forgot to request the party designation label then, which means he failed to take advantage of a law signed actually by the governor himself just a few months ago. What do you make of all that?
Well, look, it's an embarrassing screw-up for the governor's legal team to have made this silly mistake, but honestly, it's much ado about nothing, and in my view, it's going to have zero impact on the recall. Look, if you're a registered California voter and you plan to vote in the recall, which is going to be held on September 14th, and you don't know Newsom is a Democrat, then you've either been living on another planet or taking generous advantage of our marijuana laws. And remember too, that a recall ballot is not structured like a regular ballot. Newsom is not running against anyone except himself. He's all alone on the first line asking the question, should he be recalled or not? All these would-be replacement candidates who keep claiming they're, quote, running against Newsom, aren't. They're all on the second line running against each other. So this is going to have, in my view, no impact at all on the recall, and I think Newsom beats the recall handily, and that's what all the polls show.
All right, so you think no impact at all? I mean, whatever good graces he was in before the pandemic were really kind of thrown to the sidelines during the public health crisis. I mean, why, aside from the money he's raised for the recall, do you think he should still feel confident about keeping his job?
Well, because all of those polls, his numbers did take a plunge during the pandemic, but they're still relatively high. I mean, let me give you an example. I went through the 2003 recall with Governor Davis. In August of 2003, 2 months before that recall, which was on October 7th, Governor Davis had a 22% job approval rating. 22% job approval rating. I mean, that's down in Nixon territory before he resigned. Newsom's regular job approval ratings in public polling are in the 50s. I mean, he's nowhere close to where Davis was in the 2003 recall. I mean, so the fact is that even though you hear the recall proponents yapping and yapping about what a terrible job he's done, that is not what most voters think.
So beyond just the Democratic label, right, Newsom is heading into a heavier wildfire season and a noticeable uptick in COVID cases from the Delta variant. What should worry him, if anything at all, the most about his chances?
I don't think he has a lot of worries. I mean, the election is going to be 2 months from tomorrow, the 14th of September. That is not a lot of time for any of these replacement candidates to get their act together, to raise money, to run a campaign, to make themselves known throughout California, which is, by the way, obviously the biggest state in America with more registered voters than there are people living in 46 of the other 49 states. It's enormously expensive to make yourself known here. And, you know, I've had other calls from reporters about, well, what about the wildfires? What about the wildfires? Well, I worked for a governor of California. Voters don't hold wildfires against the governor. They're acts of God or they're caused by people's recklessness. They don't blame wildfires on the governor. The governor didn't go out and light a match and start wildfires. And, in fact, the way we put out these wildfires that bedevil California is that CAL FIRE, which is the state firefighting agency, is always the lead agency to go out and essentially coordinate with local firefighting agencies to put out these blazes. So it's not that the state is the cause of the wildfires. The state is actually the solution for the wildfires.
Sure.
At the end of the day.
Sure. Any new strategies you think Democrats will need to take to offset this blank space next to Newsom's name, or you think they're on a steady course regardless?
No, this recall, in my estimation, is all over but the shouting. In every public poll, Larry, the recall has been basically in the 36 to 40% range in terms of support. It's never been above that in any public poll. And by the way, that's essentially the Republican window in California. I mean, if you think about it, in 2018, John Cox, who's actually now running in the recall again, you know, traipsing around with a 1,000-pound bear for whatever reason.
Right.
I can't figure out. He was beaten by Newsom in 2018, got 38% of the vote.
Right.
And Trump got 34% of the vote in California in 2020. So the Republican window in California is about 34 to 40. Maybe you could push it up to 42%.
Sure.
In my estimation, that's about the percentage that the recall is going to get. And Newsom will beat it handily by double digits.
I got another 30 seconds. We've got a lot of Republicans lining up to be on the ballot. Popular conservative talk show host Larry Elder just announced. Former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner has been a leading voice as well. And Kevin Kiley jumped into the race, too. Are there any other Republicans you think could make inroads?
No, because none of them are well known to the general public, and none of them even come close to having the status that Arnold Schwarzenegger did in the 2003 recall. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, there were 135 candidates in that race in 2003, and Arnold Schwarzenegger got 49% of the vote. That means half of all the voters who voted for him and not the other 134 candidates. No one in this race, not Faulkner, not Caitlyn Jenner, not John Cox, not Larry Elder, I mean, Kylie, who the hell is Kylie? He represents one assembly district out of 80. He's kind of the Matt Gaetz of California. None of these people have any standing with the voters. And John Cox, who was the only one who's ever run for governor before, got 38% of the vote the last time he tried it in 2018.
Right.
None of these candidates have any kind of status that is equal to that of Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2003. And I don't see anyone of that caliber getting into this race. And remember, the filing deadline is this Friday at 5:00.
Gary South is a veteran Democratic strategist who worked on Gray Davis's campaign. Gary, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time.
Happy to do so. Thanks, Larry.